Thanks for tuning in to Christian Medical and Dental Association's chapel. May the message be a blessing to you.
Well, I want to say thank you for having me here. It's really been a blessing. Yesterday, I was able to go to many of the offices, and you could see genuine love. And I want to say a big thank you. The way we say it over there, my people in Nigeria are quite excited. Excited that you are receptive to us. Excited that we are one family in Christ. Excited that we can flow with the same vision of caring for the whole man, spirit, soul, and body. Dr. Mike has introduced me, I'm actually quite thankful that to what God is doing in your midst and what God is using you for. Yes, I shouldn't forget Dr. Griffin that picked me up in the airport past 12 midnight. I thought that would be a problem, but thank you so much, so much. I just want to share a little part of the Bible with us. I won't spend too long. I think I just have about 15 minutes. We had this year, the CMDA in Nigeria celebrated 50 years, and we had what we called a joint national conference in July in Abuja. The interesting thing about that meeting was because there were some security issues, we thought there would be challenges, and also many of the medical students are home because there's a strike, academic strike. So we didn't think many of them would be able to come for the meeting. And yet, we had 1,547 people come, with 1,300 that were students, which was a great testimony. And we thank God for that. And one good thing that God gave to us this year, we have got our secretariat building. That was in February. We commissioned it in February this year, and it's the first part of it. Can we open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 1 to 3? If you don't have your Bibles, it will show up in the screen. It's a popular part of Scripture. It says, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising." I also want us to see John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. And I'll read it. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." If we go back to Isaiah chapter 60, it says arise. It's almost like an action word telling us to arise, and it tells you to shine. It's almost like a command, an action word. Arise, shine. And it tells you that your light has come. It means that it's possible for your light to come without you knowing that your light has come, for somebody to tell you to arise and shine. Ordinarily, once there's light, you don't need any person to tell you that there's light. But in this instance, it says that arise and shine, for your light has come. And it goes on to emphasize that the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. But this is the aspect that we tend to focus on. Gross darkness shall be on the earth. Nations, gross darkness on the people, darkness upon the earth. If we take time to meditate on the things that are going on in the health sector, in the nation, I don't think America is insulated for what is happening all over the world. There seems to be so much darkness. Things seem to be getting worse and worse. If you listen to the news, you don't seem to hear good news. You won't hear that somebody is doing something great. What you hear is somebody shooting. We had a retreat in Baltimore with some of the Christian doctors of Nigeria, Finnish from Nigeria. And shortly after, one of the people that came for the meeting was from Canada. And by the time the person got to Canada, there was some alerts of some maybe two brothers that were stabbing and had killed about 10 people. I mean, that was all over the news in Canada, just two people. But you won't hear of great, wonderful things that you are doing. So it seems as if everything is dark. Everything is amplified. Everything is dark. Some people wonder. Everything seems to be going very, very, very dark. And it says gross darkness. You know, dark is good enough. Gross darkness means that things seem to be very, very dark. But in the midst of that, the Bible tells us, in the midst of all that, it still tells us that Gentiles, a traditional post-it, nations will come to your light. Kings will come to your rising. It means that even when there's darkness, once you shine the light actually dispels the darkness. I love the way it's put in John chapter 1. If you read various translations of it, it says that the light, it says, cannot comprehend it. That sounds a bit blind to us. Another translation says it cannot overcome it. It cannot overpower it. That means that once light shines, the darkness would have to flee. Some people think that God and the devil, they are mates. That means that they are fighting. God is struggling with the devil. No, God doesn't struggle with the devil. The devil is far below. Far, far below. And God just needs to sit down. He doesn't need to arise, even for the devil. And I think that we should not allow the magnification of the devil or the magnification of the challenges that you may be facing to stop you. It says, arise and shine. You know, in John chapter 1, it says that in the beginning, the Word was with God. In the beginning. Sometimes when such a word is used, you know, when there's a big dispute, some people go back to either the history or constitution to be able to tell them that this is how things ought to be. So occasionally when we are faced with challenges that you will face, that we'll face, we need to go back to the beginning. When there was chaos all over the world, God said, let there be light. The Word of God always has a solution. The Word of God is bigger than facts. They are great facts, but facts are subject to change. God is a God of all ages. So you cannot outdo God. You cannot get better than God. I was talking to, I think it was Dr. Griffiths, I mentioned to him that since God created man, man has not had an upgrade. When I was a resident in plastic surgery, you know, plastic surgeons like taking pictures a lot. And my bosses at that time had their cameras was 3 megapixels. I mean, the highest they had was 3 megapixels. Then my brother-in-law sent me a camera that was 6 megapixels. I was on top of the world. I mean, I'm carrying a 6 megapixels camera and my bosses just have 3 megapixels. So of course I'll be taking the pictures because, you know, I had 6 megapixels, they had 3 megapixels. I mean, I thought the whole world, I mean, I was it. I mean, I was the big boy in town with 6 megapixels. And after some time, something happened to the camera and it stopped working. I mean, my 6 megapixels stopped working. Now, if I give my children 6 megapixels, they won't even take it. Their cameras are 20 megapixels, 40 megapixels. So there needs to be an upgrade. But the man, God has not added another eye or added an extra mouth or an extra nose to upgrade human beings. And he did that over 6,000 years ago. That's to show you how great God is. So you cannot get beyond God. And God still gives us that prescription of the word, which means that no matter what situation that we're facing, CMDA, let's take our roots from the word of God. The word of God always has an answer. It always has an answer. No matter what the darkness seems to be, they may be greater than you, they may have more money, they may be more organized. But if you can remember David and Goliath, those stories in the Bible, they are not just stories, they really happened. We need to remember they really did happen. David actually killed Goliath. It's not just a story. David actually killed Goliath. And David went after Goliath with some small stones. And he brought down a big Goliath. So it may seem as if what you are faced again is a big Goliath, and what you have are small stones. But if you are going in the name of the Lord, that is enough. One with God is a majority. We must always remember that. And where we get our light from, primarily comes from the word of God. In areas of confusion, in areas where it seems as if there's utter defeat, let's always take our strength and our light from the word of God. And the word of God has personally has taken me through rough and dark times. When the Bible says that it will enlighten your darkness. When I was trying to decide on what I was going to specialize in, my late father was a nephrologist, so many people thought I would follow that pathway of being a nephrologist. But God gave me a word that the blessing is in your hands. Now that looks vague, but I knew that that meant I was supposed to be a surgeon. So there are things that God will show you, and that light opens up the way for you. I want to encourage you, you are doing a great job here. You are doing a great job here. There may seem to be so much darkness, so much challenges. I've had some discussions and there are some things that you mention. I say, well, this is America. You shouldn't be talking about something like that. Can such a thing be happening in America? But just like we have challenges, I see you also have challenges. It's time to be bold. It's time to be bold. It's time to be strong. It's time to take the word of God and use the word of God as your basis, as your light when you are facing those challenges. As you go with that, darkness will not be able to comprehend, understand, or overtake or overpower it because you have light. I'll just conclude by saying how great light is. One day, something interesting happened in my hospital, and there was a power outage. I know that's strange here. So that's quite strange here for you not to have lights. So there was a power outage, and there was only light in one section of the hospital where the theaters were. And all of a sudden, I noticed that everybody that needed to do something started gravitating towards where the light was. Everybody just started going towards where the light was. As you shine, men, kings will start gravitating towards you. Even those people that despise you, because you are shining as the light, you are standing forth as CMDAUS as the light, men and kings will come your way. I pray for you in the name of Jesus. There are battles ahead, but you will win because it's a good fight. The Bible says you should fight a good fight of faith. A fight is only good if you win. and you already have the victory. Greetings from, I'll use my people. My people is an African way of saying things. Greetings from my people in Nigeria. We love you. We trust that we'll have greater times of collaboration so that we'll get to where God wants us to get to. We'll do what God wants us to do. And we'll be who God wants us to be. And glorify God in the name of Jesus. Amen.